It's Thursday, September 28th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Making the right tech choices, security, and total cost of ownership. The regulatory spotlight, the return of net neutrality, and Amazon's antitrust troubles. And remote work and its impact on workplace harassment. What providers need to know. This is the Business of Tech. Alinea Partners is your sales readiness assessment company. They identify untapped opportunities in offer development, managed services, and customer experience. They pioneered the secret shopper in the IT channel, and they want to help you get your provider going with instant value and momentum. Contact them at alinea-partners.com. That's alinea-partners.com. And remember, profit is not something to add at the end. It's something to plan for in the beginning. Tell them Dave sent you. The NFIB's Small Business Optimism Index dropped to 91.3 in August, reflecting a decline in optimism among small business owners. Inflation and rising prices are major concerns, with 23% of owners naming it their primary business hurdle. Other challenges include difficulties in hiring, declining sales, and concerns about labor quality and costs. According to a Forrester survey commissioned by Cloudflare, lack of cloud connectivity undermines enterprise IT and security management, with nearly 40% of respondents losing control over their tech estates. Cloud complexity has made managing and securing public cloud and data in SaaS environments more challenging, and the growing number of enterprise applications and app decentralization are contributing factors. Observability across cloud platforms and interoperability between multiple clouds and on-prem systems remains elusive goals, with integration not being a priority for hyperscalers. According to claims data from cyber insurance firms, businesses using Google Workspace are less likely to experience cyber attacks than those using Microsoft 365. The data suggests that Microsoft 365 users are more than twice as likely to make an insurance claim. While the exact reasons for the disparity are unclear, it's theorized that default protections offered by the platforms and the inclusion of additional security measures in Google Workplace may contribute to the difference. Both companies emphasize the importance of using cloud-based email platforms and implementing email security technologies to mitigate risks. Cisco evaluated their fleets, and per a year-long internal review, MacBooks are more secure and offer more value over time than PCs. Mac users were found to be 5 times less likely to be targeted by cyber threats and had 9 times fewer viruses. Additionally, Mac devices yielded projected savings compared to PCs and required fewer IT admins. Cisco's analysis comes at a volatile period for the PC market, which has experienced a decline in shipments, including a 6% decline in the second quarter of 2023, per Canalys. However, Apple may gain market share as employee preference for Mac devices increases. Why do we care? That Small Business Optimism Index was up in July, so let's look at the trend. It's wobbly. Remember, the power of the cloud can also be the power of subscription revenue. Scalable, flexible solutions to address rising costs and labor challenges. Don't forget to factor in that it doesn't always go up and to the right. I'm sure I'll get myself into trouble here, but consider that tool selection for the customer matters in the total cost of ownership. I don't believe that Google Workplace being half as likely to have an insurance claim is a market share issue, because at that scale, hackers are just looking for opportunities in an automated way. Or how about that Mac data? That's Cisco looking at their fleet. And frankly, they care about selling you network gear, which works the same for PC or Mac. Those Mac plus Google shops aren't looking so crazy. And remember, it's not necessarily an or. I much prefer this being an and. The Federal Communications Commission plans to reinstate net neutrality protections that were repealed during the Trump administration. FCC Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel announced a proposal to restore the rules, aiming to essentially return to the successful regulations adopted in 2015 under President Obama. The proposal seeks to reclassify broadband as an essential communication service and will undergo a process of rulemaking and public comments before final adoption. The FCC is expected to initiate a vote on reinstating these rules next month. And the FTC has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Amazon, alleging that the company is an illegal monopoly that stifles innovation, makes shopping worse, and drives up prices. The government claims that Amazon uses illegal actions to strong-arm marketplace sellers, making it difficult for them to charge lower prices elsewhere. The lawsuit also accuses Amazon of coercing merchants to pay for add-on services and taking a significant cut of their revenue. Why do we care? Providers are involved in negotiating broadband selection, so you do care about these regulations on those connections. While legal challenges may cause delays, the FCC's push to restore net neutrality rules is seen as a step towards an open and equitable internet. We'll see how this plays out. Now, just yesterday, I cited how I was looking to the FTC to keep competition healthy. Well, here we go. According to a poll conducted by 19th News and SurveyMonkey, remote workers were less likely to report instances of sexual harassment or assault compared to in-person workers. The poll showed that about 5% of women working remotely reported instances in the past 3 years, compared to 12% of in-person women workers. Remote work has reduced opportunities for harassment and abuse, particularly in work events where victims can be isolated without witnesses or evidence. However, it's important to note that remote work does not provide comprehensive protection, as digital communications can still be used for harassment and reporting options are often limited. Disparities exist regarding who can work remotely, with women of color being more likely to work in industries with fewer remote work opportunities. LGBTQ+ women and women with disabilities also reported higher rates of harassment or assault at work. A qualitative study of women in leadership roles across various industries reveals age-based discrimination and sexism in the workplace. The survey found that women of all ages face age-related judgment and biases that imply they are unfit for their jobs. Younger women experience being dismissed in their roles, while older women are often ignored and their skills overlooked. The research suggests that middle-aged women, who are confident and willing to speak their minds, are seen as intimidating by insecure men in the workforce. The prevalence of ageism against women highlights the need to address gender biases in the workplace. Why do we care? Given that remote work can mitigate some form of harassment, providers should continue to offer robust, secure remote work solutions. This is not just a technical offer, but can be part of a broader consultative service on workplace well-being. And a reminder, that's why I keep talking about this space. I love the consulting opportunities on top of the technical deployments. Another idea is that MSPs and IT providers should consider offering services that monitor and report on inappropriate digital communications as part of their cybersecurity suite, or technologies that support more inclusive work environments, such as AI tools that flag discriminatory language. Combine that with policy management, and you have some exciting offerings. Partner Hero is an outsourcing company that goes beyond industry norms to prioritize employee empowerment, career growth, and quality performance. They pay above market salaries and have a management team that includes individuals from the startup world, making them more than just a service provider. They're also a thought partner for startups. With flexible terms to let you scale quickly and offices around the world for global coverage, you get a thought partner for your business with quality assurance baked into every program. You know I believe in outsourcing. It's what IT services is all about. If you're ready to bring in outside customer support help for your startup that feels like it's part of your existing team, check out Partner Hero. Head on over to partnerhero.com/businessoftech to book a free consultation with their solutions team. Mention you heard about Partner Hero from Business of Tech, and they'll waive the setup fee. Thanks for listening. This one's a good one. It's National Good Neighbor Day. So take a moment and be a good neighbor. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPRadio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.